よ、皆さん、マンガスティポッドキャストで聞いてくれてことありがとうございます。Hey everybody, welcome to the マンガスティポッドキャスト。Today, we are talking about すえに。And this is a somewhat difficult grammar point to grasp because it doesn't necessarily have a Japanese to English direct translation. But it can be used to say at the end of an arduous or somewhat difficult period, implying hard work. And is often used in a negative tense, but does notalways have to be that way. I want to show you exactly how to use すえに, but first let's clarify some things. すえに is used to show a lot of hard work. That means you wouldn't just use it after like, after the period of doing my homework, after, you know, going to do this, after writing in my journal, after making my calendar. Those are very simple things. This requires long, arduous effort.You will sometimes find this like on Amazon when you're ordering something as well. And that means that after the end of a period. So if I wanted to say, 1週間末に注文を送れます。After the period of this time, the thing will be shipped. Your order will be sent. And that requires that すえにthere indicates that there will be an arduous process involved.After this arduous process. Or you could say, for example,
大学を卒業する末に、卒業した末に、仕事をやっと始めます。
So after finally graduating, which was a long and arduous thing, after that period, I can finally start my job. It would be a great example of using it. Again, it is similar to 後で。However, the difference is that nuance there of the difficult work. Let's try another example sentence so I can show you another way how it works.
第二次世界大戦の末に日本の産業革命を始まった。
After World War II, after that long and arduous period of World War II, the Japanese Industrial Revolution took place, that revolution took place. You see how I was able to just connect the no there to the sueni when I was after a noun? That means after that time period, after that period. Well, it doesn't include that. However, you can also find sueni written down, and that's important to identify how it's used. That sue there is written often with the kanji that we'll include down in the show notes, but it's also sometimes written in the hiragana, but you'll most likely find it in the kanji alone followed by ni. Now, ni can be omitted. That's important to note, and it does not necessarily change the meaning, but the ni simply adds specificity to the time period that is being referenced.
では皆さん、ここでちょっと終わらないといけない。ですから、このポッドキャストを聞いた末にもっと日本語を話せるべきです。では、すえにという文法を習ってきて、今からもっとすえにを使いましょう。
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to the podcast today. Remember, you can check everything out on our website at manga-sensei.com. And remember, you do become fluent after 10,000 mistakes. Therefore, let's make mistakes. And from here on, let's try to use すえに more often, as it is somewhat of a complicated grammar format.But is also extremely useful. And I will catch you guys tomorrow. じゃあね。